Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden and other Group of Seven leaders met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Zelensky took part in the G7 summit in Germany via video.
With the war in Ukraine dragging on, G7 leaders are trying to further punish Russia without damaging their own economies in the process. It's a difficult balance. A senior administration official said they expect G7 leaders to agree this week to begin the process of trying to put in place oil price caps meant to make it harder for Russia to continue financing its war effort. But the official also admitted this will require a, quote, intensive set of dialogues over weeks. The White House said there would also be more sanctions aimed at Russia's defense sector and supply chains, as well as a series of new tariffs aimed at hundreds of Russian products. The G7 is also set to backfill Ukraine's budgetary shortfalls, with the U.S. committing $7.5 billion. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Elmau, Germany.
Russian forces launched a series of airstrikes in a number of Ukrainian cities this weekend. The capital, Kyiv, came under attack for the first time in weeks, with one missile striking an apartment building, killing one person and injuring several others. NPR's Tim Mack reports the top Republican of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky amid the violence.
Senator Jim Risch came to Ukraine with a message of bipartisan unity, stressing that all but 14 U.S. senators voted for the recent $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Shortly after a Sunday evening meeting with Zelensky, the senator told NPR he believes the Biden administration has largely made the right moves when it comes to this conflict.
They have recognized the importance of this fight. They have recognized how important it is that we be in the fight.
That said, Risch noted he wants military aid delivered faster. The Idaho Republican added that he didn't see the war ending anytime soon, arguing it is up to Putin to stop the conflict. Tim Mack, NPR News, Kyiv.
An investigation into a deadly train collision is underway in Northern California. Officials say three people were killed and two others were seriously injured after an Amtrak train hit a car in the city of Brentwood yesterday. Steve Aubert is the fire marshal for the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District.
It's a rural area, so there are no crossing guards or signals at this crossing. So it's unfortunately, it's not our first incident we've had at that specific crossing.
Officials say 89 people were aboard the train at the time of the collision, but no one was hurt. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher this morning. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Authorities are investigating a fire at a Christian pregnancy center in Colorado as a possible arson. Police say the facility was vandalized and sustained fire and heavy smoke damage. The blaze broke out just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. The Supreme Court's ruling is prompting concerns that the justices may reconsider same-sex marriage. Blaise Gainey of member station WPLN spoke to local residents who attended yesterday's annual Pride Festival in Nashville.
A 2015 opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court gave same-sex couples the right to tie the knot. But when Roe v. Wade was overturned last week, Justice Clarence Thomas opined that courts should review that decision. Festival-goer Issa Cruz, a Nashville resident, says Thomas's statement is shattering.
Loving someone and kind of having that recognized by the general public and community shouldn't... that doesn't need to be a question, right? It kind of, like, just tears at very essential fabrics of community.
For now, Thomas's statement is just that. But many worry that after giving states the ability to restrict abortion rights, the Supreme Court may be on a pathway to rescinding more rights. For NPR News, I'm Blaise Gainey in Nashville.
The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup final last night, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1. Colorado took Game 6 of the best-of-seven series to win the team's first championship since 2001. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.